afraid. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on over there? Fire?
Ron is dead.
How you doing, Stanky Leg?
High five from everyone.
Took it to the limit.
I have a horrible foot fetish.
Do you? Let's go, Red Sox. Let's go, Red Sox.
Hear me like a bow, bow, bow.
Go, Red Sox.
Hear me like a bow, bow, bow.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
Now, that's why they call me country.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Happy Tuesday.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. Nick, do you have an account? Can you just log into your account and then I'll log out when the show's over? And I will not mess with any of your stuff. This computer problem's on my end. My bad.
Problems over on the motherboard, Fred?
You got that much right.
Oh, man. Oh!
And so
heavy is the head.
That's right. And this is, you know, this one's on me. Can't yell at anyone but myself. Changed the old password yesterday. I was made to. Couldn't log into the old email. And then I got in there, and here you have it.
Did you forget the password?
I forgot that I changed it. Which is my bad.
Oh, and you tried to log in several times with the old password?
Yep. Got myself locked out.
That's how they get you.
That is. They don't want you to, they need to get the information.
They think you're a bot.
They do. They think that someone wants to desperately get into my computer at work. Well, I'm in a bit of a predicament.
Uh-oh.
Is that tomorrow morning I am to fly to Los Angeles, California. L.A., La La Land.
I am to fly. I like that.
I am to fly.
It's this very old west. I am to be a constable.
Well, I'm going to wear my fedora and suit and my pack of Pall Malls. And
do you dress nicely for the airplane ride?
It depends. Like, if I'm going with... This sounds so terrible. But if I'm going with friends somewhere and I know we're going to be, like, drinking a lot, I'll wear nicer clothes because I think you're less of a target.
Okay.
Like, I think that they assume, because I look old, and if, you know, I think that it could go either way. They'll go, like, who's the hobo on the plane? Or
right.
They'll go, like, oh, this guy might have money because he's so disheveled.
Yeah.
But has good clothes. But on a flight, the length of the one I'm going on tomorrow, I will dress for, comfort.
Sweatpants?
No. No, please. I'm not a heathen.
Okay. All right. Well, no, that's essentially the cutoff point.
It's funny because I dress the worst I dress anywhere is to do this show on television. Everything else I dress a little bit nice.
Amen. You got to get up at 5 in the morning?
Yeah.
Sure. I understand.
Like tonight I will groom myself better than I've groomed myself today.
Yeah.
I'll probably get a haircut today.
Yeah, it's a chance to live like a normal human being for a while. Yeah,
no,
I understand.
Not tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be all kinds of shenanigans. But anyway, my parents are going to... I'm not taking my children. My parents are going to be in town. And now we got a big nor'easter.
Yeah.
And they're not going to be capable of shoveling. I mean, they're of the age where they're not going to be capable of shoveling. So I'm in a bit of a pickle here.
Have your mom fire up the snow blower? I'm sure that would work.
Well, you know, that will not happen. Oh. None of that can happen.
Are you friendly with any of the neighbors that might be able to help you out?
I mean, how could someone say no? I mean, if we ask a neighbor, hey, can you help us out? It depends, because if it's like a foot, what's it supposed to be?
Originally, on Saturday, it was supposed to miss us. Then it was two mornings ago, it was supposed to be 2 to 4 inches and 3 to 6 on the Cape. And now everyone's getting 5 to 10.
Okay.
So it's amazing how that happens.
So if it's 5 inches, I could ask a neighbor to go, hey, can you just come over? Because you really just have to do the front of the driveway. I mean, you don't really have to snow blow the whole driveway.
Yeah, the end is the key. Yes.
Yeah, just so they can get out.
Yeah.
I mean, they can take this snow off the cars. I mean, obviously, the kids won't have school. They're not going to have school on Thursday. Yeah, that's right.
Correct.
And it adds another day to the end of the year because they've blown through the five snow days.
That's right. Oh, yeah. I don't know what point. I mean, I haven't officially checked the, with any of the officials at school. But I was told by somebody who was a teacher in the same district that my kids go to that as of the last one, that pushed them into the last week in June,
yeah,
which
would
be the 25th. And
right.
They've had two more days since then.
Yeah.
So now we're at June 27th.
Yeah.
So if Thursday, I believe we'll put them in school until June 28th.
This is our first one. This is our magic one. This gets us into later in June. Dan with a good idea, but Nick lives too far away. I could pay Nick to go over to my house, but he lives too far away. He ain't going to come. He don't want to come over to my house.
Doesn't have anything else going on, Fred.
So,
Nick, you want to come over to my house for money?
Sorry. Nick?
Nick, you want to come to my house for money?
Do you want to go to Fred's house for money?
And dig two old people out of the snow?
Money?
For money?
Huh? Money?
How much is it going to take you? How much is it going to take you to drive up from Marshfield and dig my poor parents out of the
snow? During a snowstorm?
No. I mean, they don't have to get out during the snowstorm. It would be in the aftermath of the snowstorm. It would be like Thursday.
Yes, is it during the squall?
Sure.
Okay, do you work Thursday? What, here?
No.
All right, so you don't have anything to do on Thursday?
No, I'm free.
All right. I'll pay you. That's a good idea. Thank you, Dan. I will pay you if you would come up.
Nick could also still be in the hotel by that point if he, plays his cards.
What's the timeline for the storm?
I'm lucky I got an early flight because apparently it's going to be very light in the morning. Then it's going to develop into
what day? I don't even know what day.
This is tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And then it's going to develop into a wet snow. Starting about 11. But it's not going to be like last time, I guess. It's going to be like 3 to 6 inches during the day.
Right, and another few overnight. And there's no band. It was explained to me, no banding. None of those 1 to 3 inch an hour bands will rotate in off the ocean. Not going to happen.
So there'll
this
be school
time.
Tomorrow.
School tomorrow.
And then probably no school Thursday. But if it's 3 during the day and 3 at night, then they will have school.
You never know. I mean, I'm already mentally preparing myself to have no school Wednesday and no school Thursday.
You know there's going to be...
That's what they've done. You know, everybody cancels everything immediately now.
You know there's going to be mechanical problems on the plane, too. And we're going to have to... We won't take off until, like, noon. And then they will have to de-ice it. And then it will be, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And oh boy,
they get stuck out on the tarmac, and then they'll call you back.
But honestly, yeah. Fred,
and then they'll go, let's get it all going again tomorrow.
Well,
I can't... Like the end of your driveway? Because I know your driveway. So you're going to leave a car in the driveway.
I have to leave two cars in the
driveway. Leave two cars in the driveway.
You think my parents can get out of the driveway?
Okay.
A one-car garage?
So just the...
I'll end up with one rear-view mirror.
The tail end of your
driveway.
I can do it. I can depending on the timeline of the storm, because I live close enough to you and it's close enough to work, I'll throw a shovel in the back of my car.
No, yeah, that's nice. You don't have to do that. Nick needs money. Nick is...
I'm not going to drive up from Marshfield.
Yes, he is.
Even he's not that thick.
No, he doesn't have any. Literally, has nothing else to do. He needs money.
How much are you going to pay him to do that?
He doesn't have a gig now. Just this show, nothing else. How much do you think it is? How much would you pay someone to shovel your driveway?
The end of your driveway?
Yeah, which is about
$20 tops. It can't take more than 20 minutes.
That's probably about right. So I would. So what if I gave him 40? That's worth his while to get up from Marshfield.
It's not worth your while. They could drive over it. I mean, I'm sorry, Nick. I know you want the $40.
Oh,
but
my parents won't be able to figure out how to drive over it. Are you crazy? It's like Mr. Magoo. I know my mom when I had the Fusion. My mom probably did $5,000 worth of damage to that car, and without hitting anything other than in my driveway.
Oh, bless her heart.
So, I mean, you don't understand, like, this is going to be the worry, and we have that dog. Oh, boy. This is going to be a whole situation.
Boy, yeah.
Yeah, because my wife was like, should we put one of the cars in the garage? And I just looked at her. I go, you might as well give them a Rubik's Cube that they have to figure out. Do you think that they're going to be able to get it out of the driveway, out of the garage?
Complete this Rubik's Cube before
because
we return.
There's like 3 inches on either side, right, to get out. You just have to back directly. It's like going into a car wash. You have to back directly out, like directly straight. Oh, my dad, I mean, I'd lose the car. He'd take the doors off. He'd find a way to smash the windshield.
The side view mirrors would be gone for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. One, because he would compensate completely to one side. I mean, my mother would be shaking in the car. Like my mother would be like,
I tell you what, I'll get with Nick off the air. Here's what we're going to do. You hire him to drive up from Marshfield to shovel your driveway for $40. I will do it because I would do it for free. I will do it myself. He'll take the 40, he'll slide me 20, and you'll never know.
That's very nice of you. I'm not asking you to do it, but that's very nice.
I know,
nice
but
of
I'm going
to
get $20 out of it, so, you know, that's
all right.
It's a dinner for four.
All right. Okay. Well, problem solved. Dinner for four anywhere but Boston.
I beg to differ. There's a little Caesars over in Raleigh. You get a hot and ready, you get two of them bad boys and crazy bread.
Really?
Wow.
Hell yeah.
It's been a long time since I've seen a little C's.
Yeah.
It's hot and ready, baby.
It has not changed. It is not good, but it is consistent.
And it's there, as it was.
Actually, I think it's delightful. I have two of them a year, and they are awesome.
Yeah, there used to be one on 13 and the what was after Orchard Lake the other way? I don't know. I spent a lot of time there, though, baby. High school. Fred, go ahead.
Hey, Fred. I was just talking about, you guys were talking about the snow days, and I have a friend that works in teachers in Andover, and they're already going to the end of June, and they have to go to school on Good Friday, and then they have two Saturdays they have to do. So they're already at a point where they're already doing two Saturdays. If they have another snow day now, the district's got to figure out another thing to do, so they're all tied up now, so it's getting pretty crazy up there now.
All right, yeah, well,
Andover's much worse because they lost power for a lot
of
time.
I have no problem with them going later in the year. Yeah. I got nothing to do. Put them in school.
An extra warm day with an afternoon to yourself?
Yeah, if it was up to me, Hallelujah. They would be in school until the 4th of July.
Do you feel like a little guilty, though, because, you know, it has always been like, for my wife and I, we're like, no, if there's school, the kids are going to school. We don't pull them out early to go to a movie on a special day. We don't take extra days for vacation. No, school is for school and until the end of the year. But when it gets to points like this, and you see it every year, and the last 3 days are half days anyway, and they're helping the teachers clean out classrooms and watch movies and all this stuff, so many of their friends are getting yanked out because they have, you know, big travel summer plans, vacation, travel plans, or parents just like, no, they don't have to go. And our kids are like, why do we have to go? Why are we there? Because mommy and daddy work, and that's what school is. Do you get that? A little bit of guilt?
No. One good thing about my kids is that once a routine is established, they don't question it. Dan, go ahead.
Oh. Hey, guys. Hey.
Scary
hey.
Dad.
Wow. Okay.
Yikes.
I like how you took that and made it negative. Dan, go ahead quickly. I'm already running.
Once routine is established, they do not question it.
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, it'll cost you $30 to get a professional plow guy out one time.
Can't plow my driveway. There's not enough room.
They can get one of those small little bobcats in there.
It wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. I'd have to take... It would be a whole dance. It would be a whole...
Fred has the same problem I do, a little decline. You go over a hump and then
plus
down.
Plus, my driveway is the size of two cars. Like, it's the size of two cars. And not when you come in. When you come in, it's the size of a car and a half. And then, if you could not drive two cars at the same time into my driveway. My driveway is very narrow. So it's not like I can just... Oh, I mean, they would have to plow the front, then my parents... You don't think I'd hire a plow guy? And then my parents would have to take the cars and move them out, which would be a whole circumstance because they don't... Oh, dude, yeah. I mean, come on. I can't do that.
No, hire a guy to bring a bobcat over on a flatbed and then back that mother off and scoop out the...
If you see the side of Fred's street, bring the flatbed in.
Well, it's also, we're talking like 22 square feet of driveway that needs to be shoveled. Right. I take back the 20 minutes. 10. It's 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless you get 18 inches, it's not a lot.
Toucher and Rich.
Are you kidding me?
Toucher and Rich.
Embarrassing to America.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
.5 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And if you go to ESPN.com and look at the headers, if you're 9 to 5 or nickel and dime, or you're not some kind of hotshot, you don't have the insider. NCAA women's basketball before the NHL. You have to pull down the pull down menu.
I know.
Before you get the
it's insufferable.
They're just like, and by the way, they might lose the NFL. So they're pretty funny about if you're not a product of their network, they are just going to minimize you as much as possible.
And for a network that might lose the NHL, pretty cavalier about dismissing one of the four major sports in this
country.
That's
what I'm saying, is that they've over-leveraged themselves for all these sports. Mm. They could get the NHL probably for pennies on the dollar.
Funny thing is, they used to be all in on it.
Yeah.
They used to have more NHL games than you could... I mean, it used to be doubleheaders.
That's why it's so obvious that they've just completely marginalized it. How many? I mean, Barry Melrose, is he seasonal now? Like, not seasonal in that he is just the NHL season.
I hardly ever watch SportsCenter.
I never watch SportsCenter.
He pops up every once in a while.
Yeah, but there's no way he's like a full-time employee of ESPN.
No. They've taken NHL completely out of it. And I was just looking at that pull-down like you were talking about. They have, you know, German Bundesliga scored. I mean, it's just, that's what you can find before you reach NHL on that pull-down.
WWE, eSports, horse racing, rugby. Special Olympics, J ski, WNBA, chalk. What's chalk?
No idea.
Oh, well, now I got to know what chalk is. Chalk is.
Is this an insider only page? Are we allowed to look at this?
No, I don't. Like, I'm not on my insider because the whole thing happened.
You had to steal a glance, did you?
I've never seen it.
Chalk is an insider.
Chalk.
Yeah. Turn to Josh. Don't let the screen in.
Hardy, you taking a peek?
Chalk, I believe, is gambling.
Oh,
all right. So here we go.
Oh, yeah, when a game goes chalk. Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
There you have it. Right. Well, it was Ryan Donato's first game. You saw him light it up there in the NCAA, and he decides to come in and make some noise. Here he is tying things up last night against the Blue Jackets.
With the puck, might have a 2-on-1. Donato over the line, right side, into the right circle. Drops for Krug. Donato shoots. He scores!
I mean, they can't. I mean, I know they lost in overtime last night, but they can't. Nothing they do doesn't work out.
Right.
Everything works.
Everything works, especially late in the game when they lose the lead. All right. So, all right, maybe this isn't going to be their night. And it was a quick goal off the faceoff and one snuck past Tuukka. And you're thinking, all right, well. And not a lot of time left in this one, and now it's 4-3, and I don't think anything good's going to come of this.
So the Bruins have to go back to work, trailing by a goal, right of the net. Now Ryan Donato, centered, fired, they score!
Immediately.
Yeah. Donato
20
just says,
seconds.
Yeah. But Donato just says, you know what? Here we go. I know everyone on the team's hurt, but you call me up my first NHL game, I'll be the first star of the game with 3 points.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to be skating on the third line. Oh, that's right. Rick Nash can't play at the last second, so I'll just jump up to the second line.
Yeah. No one is healthy. We're playing with nobody.
We've got five major guys out. Five major guys out. And still,
it's not like Rask is standing on his head.
Columbus is the hottest team in the league coming into this game.
So you have all these things happening, and you just got some kid that literally in his first NHL game is starting the game. But one thing, it could have been 2 points for the Bruins, but this Very unfortunate. Here we go. Marchand, he's on a breakaway. This is going to be the game. Advantage Bruins, and this happens.
Bruins banking ahead. Onside is Marchand to the left circle. Cuts out in front. Backhand. Grabbed by Dubois. Corpusalo made the save. The Bruins bench is up in arms.
Yeah, I mean, how could you see it, though? If you're an official, how could you see it on a breakaway?
The guy standing maybe 15 feet away from that missed it?
Yeah. Because when there's a breakaway, there's so much confusion and things going on.
That's anybody else, that's a penalty. And you could say, well, Marchand dives a little bit, tries to sell things. There was no diving. The guy grabbed him with it. He had one hand on his stick. The other hand, he reached around Marchand and hauled him down right in front of the net. And if that's anybody, if that's Sidney Crosby, if it's Johnny Gaudreau, if it's anybody of like size, that's a penalty. That might have even been a penalty shot.
That's a penalty shot.
That's debatable because he skated in sideways and the guy caught up to him. Whatever. Either way, it's either a 4-on-3 for the Bruins or a penalty shot.
Yes.
An egregious miss.
Yeah. That was the turning point in the game. And here is how it went down with Columbus winning it.
Near circle, Wennberg. Rotating over is Murray. Murray high slot. Far circle, Atkinson shoots, he scores. He flips it inside the near post. The Jackets with an overtime victory. Your final, Jackets 5 and the Bruins 4.
But there is good news because Patrice Bergeron yesterday skated. Who else skated yesterday? Bergeron and the kid that's hurt.
McAvoy?
No. DeBrusk. Bergeron. Skating yesterday, I still contend that Bergeron would be playing right now if a playoff was on the line. I have no idea what's wrong with Chara, but I would assume that he would be playing as well. I like how his injury is just undisclosed. That it's not upper body, because we can't get specific as upper body or lower body. It's just undisclosed.
That leads me to believe that he is fine and can play, and they're like, okay, you're 40. We need you for maybe 16, 20, 25 playoff games. Just sit over there, and we'll call on you when we need you.
Yeah, as long as we're able to win without Bergeron, Chara, McAvoy, DeBrusk,
Nash,
like all
Backus.
All these guys who are either out right now or have missed time. You know what, big fella? It's just take a breather. We're going to need you later, but for right now, you're fine.
Yeah, which is part of the luxury of what they can do now. But they talked to Bergeron, and what's going on with that footsie, kid?
Did they?
Yeah, that's 320 Bergie.
Oh, yeah. Hold on, I got it.
I don't have a timeline yet.
What, are you going to bust my balls now? What?
I'm out of here in 3.5 hours, baby.
All right.
Go ahead.
You're skipping ahead on me.
I don't have a timeline yet. I don't even know if I'm actually going tomorrow, but it's obviously it's. I guess I've seen the light at the end of the tunnel now, so it's going to be on the ice, and we're trying to don't set a timeline right now. We're trying to just make sure I feel good and have my bearings on the ice, and so far I'm happy where I'm at.
I mean, think of how much he's played hurt over the last few years. I mean, it ends up that he's been hurt. Wasn't it last year that he had an injury in the beginning of the season that he had to play through? What a luxury for him to have had all this time off, maybe to get his body actually healthy to go into the playoffs. And the idea that you can sit Chara and let him and not worry and say, oh, the 40-year-old's put on all these minutes. You know, all that gets dialed back. So the Bruins in a good place that they can lose all that. Donato comes in first star of the game. Ty Lue, he's having problems. He's having health issues.
Mm-hmm.
He got diarrhea.
What it is?
No, listed as the Rhea on the coach's injury report.
If it's an undisclosed illness, it's always diarrhea. No, the most embarrassing of all the sicknesses is diarrhea. But we'll hear all about what's happening with Ty Lue in just a moment.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ty Lue, who used to, during the challenge we had with Brian Scalabrine, when we had people go one-on-one against him, just stood up in the balcony over there at the Celtics headquarters and just screamed profanities at everyone.
That's true. It was in a funny way.
Yes.
In a funny way. In a delightful way. He has at least temporarily stepped down from his job with the Cavaliers as head coach due to medical concerns. It says, after many conversations with our doctors and Kobe Altman, the Cavaliers GM, and much thought given to what is best for the team and my health, I need to step back from coaching for the time being and focus on trying to establish a stronger and healthier foundation from which to coach the rest of the season. While I've tried to work through it, the last thing I want is for it to affect the team. I'm going to use this time to focus on a prescribed routine and medication, which has previously been difficult to start in the midst of a season. My goal is to come out stronger and healthier. That's the version of myself, so I can continue to lead this team to the championship we are all working towards. LeBron James said that the health of Lou was affecting the team.
And, yeah, do you want to hear what LeBron had to say?
Yeah, give me a little bit of LeBron.
The health is the most important with everything in life. So I'm not surprised by it at all.
Could you sense that throughout the course of this year that he was certainly struggling with something that was causing him to not be himself?
Well, I knew he was struggling, but he was never not himself. You know, he was just dealing with it the best way he could. So, but he was never not himself, you know, when he was around. Obviously, you know, once you leave the gym and things of that nature, when he goes home and things, we don't know. But, you know, he was, the same every single day, even though he was going through what he was going through.
Yeah. So did you guys ever play NBA 2K18?
No.
So I play it.
Mm-hmm.
It's Doris Burke is on the color commentary, and it's fabulous. She goes, you know, LeBron is one of the great, he's the greatest basketball mind of all time. And then he'll say stuff like, it's Kevin Harlan is the other voice. He's like, what does it take to be the best? Doris, in your case, how do you be, you're the best color commentator. And she's like, and he goes, I would love to see you work sometime. And she's like, when I was a girl, I used to, you know, we had a park next to our house, and I would shoot for it. It'd get lost in shooting 7 or 8 hours a day. So you learn an awful lot about Doris Burke while playing the game. They're not afraid. Can you imagine, like, you're 9 years old, you're sitting there playing the game, and you're getting these Doris Burke waxing poetic about what's going on with her stuff? It's great.
James Naismith never dreamed when he hung a peach basket off a backboard that would amount to this.
And Carvin Harlan's like, and even, you know, preparing, you know, you're one of the great broadcasters as well. And she's like, he's like, I would love to see work one time. This is all true. And she's like, oh, that would be great. You're like, okay, I'm playing a video game.
I'm trying to have fun here.
Yeah, no one knows who you are, Doris Burke, that's playing this thing.
I think I have more LeBron comments here. Are these comments from LeBron or about LeBron? Okay. Oh, that's right. With him, is it making it about himself? Because that I would find odd if these were LeBron making it about himself.
Well, he's
the most important with everything.
Oh, no, this one.
I'm an easy target. Let's say that. Okay. If someone wants to get a point across, you just throw LeBron's name in there. You could be watching cartoons with your kids, and you don't like it, you say, blame it on LeBron. If you go to the grocery store and they don't have the milk that you like, you say it's LeBron's fault.
Uh-huh.
What was this? This was yesterday he said that?
No, this is older.
Oh, okay.
He calls himself LeBron, and he is the greatest basketball mind of all time. Maybe he is. He's constantly breaking down film and finding different avenues.
There's a little Larry Flint in there.
Yeah. We're both at the head of our
Doris
game.
Flint. We could be seeing the genesis of a new character here. It's LeBron Flint? Doris?
Just weird.
Larry Burke? I don't know.
That was a little icing on the cake, you know, for myself.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, just like James... James Wilson was the finest photographic editor Hustler ever had. He invented greasing up the girls so they would shine like a diamond. You know, we were the first to show what the others wouldn't.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Never find out who shot you? Never find out who shot you?
Yeah.
someone who don't believe in the First Amendment.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So Ty Lue is gone, and now all of the thing is that it's because he doesn't have control of the team.
This is like an old school illness, too. That, I mean, this sounds like something that they used to send you off to, like, Denver for. You know, that's like for mountain air.
Right.
You know, that's what he really needs. He needs the mountain air of the Rockies in order to cure what ails him.
Did you have that when you were a kid? Like, people that had to move to Arizona because they had asthma?
No, I've read about it, and I've seen it enough times where I know it's actually a thing.
Yeah, we had, like, two kids in my elementary school that had to move to Arizona because they had asthma.
Oh.
But do you believe Ty Lue is really sick? That I don't doubt his sickness, but do you think that he would have left the team if they had not been struggling like this? That is what you have to weigh.
Probably not. It's such a weird thing with LeBron and this team. That Trailblazers game the other night where, and again, it was more insufferable LeBron commentary afterward because he had this monster dunk at some point during the game. And also, it was first day of the tournament. And I had turned on, it was one of these days, one of these rare occasions, I had turned on ESPN to check out everything that I missed in day one of the tournament last week. And they did 4 minutes on the tournament and then did a 7-minute piece on LeBron James and the Cavaliers playing the Trailblazers and LeBron's dunk and how awesome he was. And he was talking about it afterwards saying, yeah, that's definitely going to be one of my personal highlight reels. I look back on that one. And oh, by the way, the Cavaliers lost the game. They lost to Portland that day. So I don't know. It's a absolute bizarre set of circumstances there, but more the same that the coach doesn't have any real power over that team. It's LeBron's team. Doesn't matter if the coach is there. You think it matters? Do you think it? If you could play these in parallel universes with Ty Lue there and not there, that their record would be any different after a stretch of 10 games?
Ty Lue not there, and Cleveland still gave up 117 points, and LeBron still had to post a 40-point triple-double to win, which is basically what was going on before. Last night didn't change anything. They didn't play better defense. It's the same whether or not Lue is there.
Yeah.
All right, so we will return.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
You know, we email each other stories, and there was one that's MMQB. Jesus, how do people sit down and read this thing? I mean, my Lord. Not only, there's an inside thing of the Cousins deal that I couldn't scroll down fast enough because there's something that we all know about the Chopra documentary and how he doesn't think that Brady's going to play that much longer. And to scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll through all that crap, who is there anyone who can call in and tell me that they read MMQB? By the way, when he goes through his points, this is point S. Just another week in the life of our country, 2018. Are we planning to wake up anytime soon? Oh, Jesus, it had to be said. It had to be said, Peter King. There you go. Woo! Are we going to wake up anytime? Peter King raising the sabers and rattling them around. By the way, it's point S. And then he has the Adieu Haiku, which is a bit of fun. He's like Parade Magazine. If it was five times the size, there's a Marmaduke in here. I mean, now I can't even find. I think Deadspin's blah 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 did a good job putting the Richard Sherman contract in perspective the other day. Oh, good. And then there's much more words about it. You know what I was really wondering about was the Richard Sherman contract and how that played out for him.
Yeah, every time I read that or try to read Bill Simmons, I think it's over like three or four times while I'm reading.
Well, Bill Simmons is impossible to read.
Right, and ad will pop up or there'll be a photo. I'm like, finally, I'm at the end of this thing. And you look over on the little square on the side of your scroll bar. I'm like, holy crap, I'm only halfway through this thing. I tap out.
No, right. Simmons is, I've never read all of a Simmons article. Never. Not in my entire life.
No, I don't know that I have. Because what are you doing now? Now you're just trying to fill space.
Yeah. It's just, it's like on the road. He's sitting there. Who knows if he's on amphetamines or whatever, just clanging away.
Yeah.
Just on that scroll. You know how they say that On the Road by Kerouac was just written on like a scroll?
Yeah.
And it was just stream of consciousness?
Yeah.
That's it, except on a computer. He's like hacking away.
He's like the Lester Bangs of sports writing. Just up all night, you know, doing speed and cough syrup.
Cough syrup.
Just
that's
to effing write, man. Just to write.
Go back and read some of them Lester Bangs reviews.
Really good, huh?
They do not hold up. They do not hold up at all. The ramblings of a lunatic. Fun life, because he did, like Hardy said, Lester Bangs, very famous record viewer. If you ever saw the Cameron Crowe movie, Almost Famous, he's the guy that young Cameron Crowe talks to on the telephone.
Right. Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Right, but he did love cough syrup.
Mm-hmm.
This is Chopra on Brady. I think we probably read this before, but I mean, it's an 18-year marriage, and it's been an incredibly successful run. But there's a lot of intensity, a lot of pressure, a lot of big personalities, and Tom is one of them. That hasn't been easy. And I find it interesting by the end of the season that it all's kind of faded away, because when you get to the end of the season, no matter what's going on, everyone sort of gets on the same page and focuses. Again, they had an incredible run. That's why he says at the end it's like a very different offseason for him. So I like that people are still denying that there's any friction between these people. That's the only thing that's interesting to me now, is to see how Patriot fans can justify that nothing's wrong when all the main players, except for Kraft, are coming out and complaining. Meaning Brady. Brady has been so public, and Brady's doing stuff now like PBS quiz shows where he's being asked about the Brady Bunch. I mean, he's out there. He's getting his face out there because this is the second phase. This is what he's going to do. If he's going to be the face of TB12, he's got to get his face out there.
Right. And to as many people in as many walks as he can. That's why, like you said, we've seen him on, what was the TV show that we just saw? Oh, he's on Colbert.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Chugging a beer.
Yeah, Colbert and NPR. I mean, I don't think they're two totally different things. But yeah, he's making the rounds.
Right. And now's the time to do it, because once he's not playing football, obviously it's not going to mean as much. So, you know, you got to strike right now. You got to get your face out there, and you got to get the TB12 stuff out there right now, because that's the goal. And I think that he's probably moved on to that. That more than any other time in his life, he has another thing that's taking up a lot of his focus.
But you know, Zoe talked about this a few times, and it is the simplest, most obvious, and not talked about point. The fact that had they won that game, is any of this going on?
Yeah, because it was before. Yeah, I absolutely think so.
No, Danny Amendola is still gone, and Deion Lewis, and probably Nate Solder. I think those guys probably still leave, but the friction, the Rob Gronkowski, the Tom Brady stuff, him questioning, Tom Brady questioning whether he's going to play again. Do you think that happens?
It might even be worse.
If they had, really?
Yeah, I think that there is a sense that this is all ending, regardless of if they won or not. I think the problems are still there. And you're right. Usually winning smooths a lot of things out. But I think all sides have had enough of this.
Because if they had won, they might be like, see? Like, look at what we can do.
But I don't think so, because so much of this is based on that sixth episode of Tom versus Time and those interviews that were shot days after the Super Bowl loss. And that's when he's saying, man, you just got to you question your commitment at times like this, and, you know, whether you want to keep doing it. Do you think he talks like that had they won the Super Bowl? If he's questioning his commitment and how much longer he wants to do this and the sacrifices?
Maybe
it's got a very different tone, and our conversations that we've been having over the last week or so are a lot different if... And again, it falls back on Belichick maybe Malcolm Butler had gone in for a couple of series and helped them get a stop.
No, but what
on
if
third down?
But if Brady wins that, he could be even more apt to say this moves the process along. Now it's a tough off season because, you know, we've accomplished so much, and it's time to, you know, spend time with my kids and reflect on what I want to do. I think it's pretty much the same thing.
Maybe he doesn't go as public. Maybe he's not as public, but I still think the friction's still there.
No, I mean, this Wickersham stuff came when they were still a heavy favorite to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't think it changes anything.
I think the narrative changes from, yeah, I really got to think about things, to, yeah, that was awesome, but you know what my favorite championship is? The next one. I'm going to do it again. I'm going to beat Time again. Tom versus Time. Just, it's still about selling Tom versus Time and the whole notion of it, but in a different way, and the questioning of playing again isn't there.
Well, that was the idea. I mean, that was not how they thought Tom versus Time was going to end when they conceived of the whole documentary.
Yeah, and had they won, I think it's obviously a totally different final episode, and the conversation is totally different today.
All right. There is a new album coming out.
Yes.
From a very polarizing figure.
Yes.
A lot of people don't like this guy. I happen to love him. But, you know, that's art. If art is subjective. Art isn't here to please everyone. Mm. If you're offended by it, that's fine. But you are not, it's not, you art cannot mold itself to what you want.
Right, right. It's Kanye, really.
The prism of which you look at life, it's not art's responsibility to go through that prism.
No.